Hello, Miner fans. Welcome once again, and thanks for tuning in to another Picks Up podcast, exploring the sports stories, issues, and personalities associated with UTEP athletics. I'm John Teicher. An incredibly challenging season finds Miner soccer continuing to battle for a spot in the upcoming Conference USA Championship. 9 of UTEP's 11 matches this season have been decided by a single goal, with 5 regular season matches remaining to be contested. The Miners are very much in the fight for one of the 5 spots in the West Division that will qualify for the championship beginning November 1st in Boca Raton, Florida. Among highlights of the season to date, an overtime victory over rival New Mexico State, a tough loss, a 1-0 loss at Texas Tech in the season opener, and a recent critical win over division foe UTSA. One of those helping to push the Miners over the top is a midfield transfer from Marist College, who's in her second season as a Miner. She was named to the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference All-Rookie Team as a freshman, and since arriving at UTEP has had an immediate impact both on and off the field, having been named to the Conference USA Commissioner's Honor Roll earlier this year. A New York native, Kristen Provosto, joins us to discuss UTEP soccer and her journey as well. And Kristen, thanks for making the time and talking UTEP soccer.
Thank you for having me.
How would you characterize the current UTEP soccer season?
I think it's one of our toughest seasons we've had. We're playing extremely really good teams, and I think we've competed in every game. And like you said, like all games most of the time have been by one goal difference. So we're battling, we're just almost there. It's getting there, and we'll get there. I think the last 5 games will definitely get there.
Does it make it all the more frustrating in that some of those games could have easily gone the other way?
Yeah, I think it's more frustrating the fact that is like we had it and we just couldn't finish it. So the frustration definitely builds up, but it's just the matter of controlling that frustration into the next game.
Although the protocols, I would imagine, have changed a little bit, how much of this season has been or seemed like a carryover from the spring season of earlier this year?
Honestly, it's a lot different than the spring. Spring, there was a lot of COVID and a lot of rules and regulations, and there still are rules and regulations this semester, but I feel like we're getting back to the normal sports life, I guess you could say. I think something similar, I guess I would say, is like the competition is very much the same. Everyone is fighting to be up in the top conference.
How difficult was that spring season for you, and do you think for the team collectively?
I think it was pretty difficult, especially mentally, like dealing with all the COVID issues and being in quarantine, coming out of quarantine, not sure if you're going to play today because this team has COVID or we might have a COVID scare. So I think just getting through that season was important for us. And I think it helped us build a lot of character and a really big bond between our team.
It was fun being tested all the time, wasn't it?
It was a blast.
Has your nose recovered yet? I know mine is just getting over it.
My nose. My nose is okay. It's a little rocky every now and then, but it's okay.
You know, one thing, Kristen, I've noticed from looking at the season numbers is that the Miners have less than half the shot attempts of their opponents and less than half of the corner kicks. How do you account for that? And what can UTEP do to get more shots toward the net and corner kicks as well the rest of this season?
I think just continuing to drive forward and getting into the attacking third will help us create shots and corners. I think we're very comfortable playing in our defensive and midfield third. So when we get to the attacking third, we're just not generating enough. So I think if we just keep finding pockets and runs through the attacking third, we'll be able to get more shots, more chances, and more corners.
Have you always been a mid yourself?
Yeah, I've always played midfield, defensive or attacking on either side.
What do you enjoy most about playing that spot?
I like being able to control like the pace of the game, having the ball at your feet almost all the time. I think being able to find passes, find through balls, and find different options to get us into the attack is very fun for me.
Do you find that there's a little more responsibility being a mid?
I think there's definitely a lot more responsibility because you have to work on both sides of the ball, defensively and attacking. So I think there is a lot of responsibility on us as midfielders, but I think as a midfielder, like, we are okay with all that responsibility because we know it's our job.
Tessa Carlin, let's talk about her for just a moment. She was the Miners' leading scorer last year, has been out all season injured. How significant would you say her absence has been to the lineup this year?
I think it's very noticeable. She's one that loves to get in the attack, and she'll take people on and she'll take shots. And I think that's something we haven't seen enough this season. So I think her absence there hurts us a little bit.
I know Coach Balligan has been imploring the Miners to play a full 90 minutes every time out. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Certainly, the overtime win over New Mexico State has been one of the season's high points. Have you been able to get into the rivalry between the two programs?
Yeah, I've gotten into it, and I know two girls of the other team, so it's a lot of, you know, trash talk before the game, after the game, but, you know, it's all love at the end of the day. But the rivalry is really fun and, like, exciting, and the energy is so high all the time when we play them. So it's very, like, I like that rivalry. I really enjoy it.
As I mentioned, the Miners have five matches left and very much in the race for one of the spots in the Conference USA tournament. What do you think it's going to take between now and the end of the regular season to nail one of those down?
I think it just comes from us continuously working hard on the field, off the field, in practice. This last week, practice has been very competitive, very fun, and I think it's going to take us to that next level for us to get onto the field and be comfortable competing against high levels. And I think if we can just get forward and generate more passes and shots, that we will have no problem getting ourselves up at the top.
Now that you've competed in Conference USA, how would you compare the caliber and style of play you've observed here with what you encountered back in East in the Metro Atlantic?
The competition's a lot higher. Everything's faster, quicker. I think it's more competitive also. Like, in my old conference, it was very comfortable. So, like, there were teams that were okay, there were teams that were good, and then there were teams that were not. And I feel like in Conference USA, like, everybody's good. So I think the competition is way higher, and it's more fun for me. I really enjoy being in Conference USA.
Interesting. What kind of a season has it been for you personally? How would you rate your own play this year?
Personally, I think I've been very good this year. I think I've been more relaxed on the ball, being able to stay composed and try to generate offense for us.
Let's step outside yourself for a moment. You're watching Kristen Provosto play. Give us a scouting report on her game, if you would.
Oh God, I've never been asked to do
that's
that.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like if there was a scouting report on me, it would be very strong and good in the air. We'll get on any ball in the air. Doesn't matter how high or where it is. Likes the ball at her feet, and we'll look to go forward and find pockets. And I think on certain free kicks and corners, I'd be a target.
What are some of the things that you're always striving to improve?
I think I'm always striving to improve my quickness, like being always quick on the ball, off the ball, quicker movements. I also think I strive to, you know, score more. It's been a while since I scored. I used to score a lot at Marist, so I'm just trying to get back into that.
Are you ever completely satisfied, or are you one that is never completely satisfied with how things are going and are always looking to take the next step?
I think I'm one who's always looking to take the next step. Like, never satisfied. I feel like we could always be better.
You're from Selden, New York. Is that on Long Island?
Yeah, it is.
You went upstate, as I mentioned, to Marist College in Poughkeepsie to kick off your collegiate adventure. Why Marist?
Well, I actually had, like, a very weird experience. I was committed to Ohio State And then I tore my ACL 2 weeks before preseason. And there was like a, you know, a business situation going on there. So Marist was able to take me within 2 weeks of preseason. So genuinely, like, they accepted me with my injury and they took care of me. And I'm grateful for them for doing that.
Do you ever wonder, do you ever allow yourself to think as to what might have been in various circumstances had you been able to attend Ohio State?
Yeah, I think about it often. At this point, I'm like content with where I'm at because everything happens for a reason, in my opinion. So, I mean, earlier in my career, I used to think about like, oh, what if I was there? Now I'm just like, I'm here, so I'm going to make this at UTEP my best time.
So you don't play your true freshman season at Marist. That's got to be devastating for a young athlete not to be able to compete as a freshman for a full year. How well do you think you dealt with it?
At first, I will tell you, I did not deal with it well at all. I didn't want to be at school. I didn't want to play soccer. I just wanted to go home and lay in my bed. But my athletic trainer at Marist was really, really helpful in keeping my spirits up. And then once I was able to, you know, get myself going on my own, I think I dealt with it really well. I was determined to get back quick. I was excited to get back on the field. I was in rehab every day, just making sure I was getting everything right. So when I did step on the field, I was able to give my all. And it took me 6 months to recover, which was kind of quick. So I was really happy with my progress.
Were you back to pretty much 100% within those 6 months?
It took, within the 6 months, I was cleared to play contact, but it took maybe 2 months after that until I felt like myself again completely. But yeah, so it took a little bit after the 6 months. But
so you played the next two seasons at Marist. How would you characterize those 2 years for you?
I think for me, I had two really good seasons. I came in and found myself starting and coming off an injury. So that was confidence building. I think I was important for Marist in the midfield as well. I had one of my good friends in the midfield with me who was very good and we worked really well together. And I think coming off my freshman year and my sophomore year, we were ranked to be lower and then we were higher. So I think we just came out and like worked really hard to get there.
So why, after 2 years, did you decide you wanted to change?
I wanted higher competition, a higher level of like play and stuff. So I felt like after those 2 years, I got under my belt, like more comfortable playing in college. I felt like it was okay for me to take the next step to another level.
So obviously you like adventures because far away El Paso, Texas and UTEP was your choice. Take us through that whole process.
So I don't mind being away from home. Traveling is always fun for me. I was transferring during COVID, so I couldn't come visit anywhere. I didn't come visit here, but Coach Stu and Kate and Kat were so great through the process. Stu was walking around campus with his phone, FaceTiming me, showing me everything. So the process was definitely weird because, you know, I couldn't get to go come here and get a feel for the school, but I feel through the coaches and the girls that I talked to during that process, made it a very home feeling for me. And when I got here, I still felt like everything they told me and showed me was exactly what I imagined it to be.
How difficult was it to transfer during the pandemic?
It was quite difficult because now you're home doing classes online, you're getting calls from coaches, you're trying to figure out Zoom calls and what if I get there and I don't like it? Because, you know, you have to see the campus yourself. So there was a lot of like what ifs and am I making the right decision? Am I like, should I stay at Marist because I don't know anything else kind of thing.
So now that you've been here a little while, did you make the right choice?
I think I did. I think I am very happy here. I'm very happy with my team, my coaches. It's very different here than home back in New York, but I think I made a good choice coming here.
What do you enjoy most about the city and the university?
For the university, I really, really enjoy the athletics. Like all the athletes are very close together. We all go support each other. So I think that's really fun. In the city, I really like scenic drive because like in New York, all I see are tall buildings. So when I go up there and you can see everything all the way to Mexico, I think that's really cool for me.
Do you enjoy the desert? Do you like the weather?
I can't say I love the desert because I'm used to seeing green, but I like the heat. I'm okay with the heat. So the weather's nice for me because I don't like the cold.
So you don't miss the snow? You don't miss shoveling the snow?
I definitely do not miss anything about the snow, no.
Okay. Now you'll have another season of eligibility if you want it. What is your plan?
Right now I'm in the middle of deciding on whether or not I'll stay here or end my college career. But as of right now, I feel like I will like to continue to play and stay here.
What is your major, Kristen, and when do you anticipate graduating?
So my major is multidisciplinary studies with a concentration in criminal justice, psychology, and law. And I will be graduating this December.
All right, I'm going to ask you another tough one. What do you anticipate that you'd like to be doing 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Okay. Well, if I do stay, I'm going to get a master's in the leadership program here and gear that towards sports. And I think I'd like to get into either sports psychology or within like the next 5 years or even coaching, because I really want to stay involved in sports and soccer.
Now, I hear a hint of the East Coast accent, just a little hint. Have you brought that, would you say that you brought the East Coast persona and personality with you to El Paso?
I can say yes, I have. I feel like that doesn't change for me. And I think I catch people off guard sometimes, just like being my accent and then being just a little, you know, we're a little more blunt out East than we are out here. So I definitely brought that with me for sure.
Do you find that people are more friendly out here than they are in New York? Generally speaking,
I think honestly, everywhere people are a lot nicer than New York.
Do you like that?
Yeah, I think it's nice. And because I'm like super, super nice. So I feel like when I come out here, I'm like, oh, everyone's so nice. And I go home and I'm like, oh God, everyone's so mean. I don't like that.
You belong here. You belong here.
Maybe I do.
How would you describe your personality?
I'm very, very outgoing. I'm friendly. Like I like to talk to everybody. I have a very mom persona. Like I like to take care of everybody, make sure everyone's okay. And just take care of everybody and the people that I'm close to.
So what do you suppose your teammates would say about you?
They call me mom. So they would definitely consider me a mom. And I mean, for the most part, I think they would just say I'm very kind and like, I will do anything for anyone on my team. And I know if there was any situation, they feel comfortable calling me and because they know I'd be there in a heartbeat for them.
Which of your teammates would you say that you're closest to?
Michelle O'Driscoll. She transferred in here last year with me from a JUCO in Florida. She's probably one of my best friends out here. Came into Mez, one of the midfielders, with me. She's also my roommate too. And then I would say Haley and Yaya, both from Canada. They were my roommates last year, so they helped me become comfortable here and just get in the groove with the girls and everything. So those would be my closest friends out here on the team.
What do you enjoy doing away from soccer?
I like music a lot, so I'd be listening to music. I like other sports. I watch football. I watch basketball. Sometimes I like to draw, but it depends on the day, I guess.
All right. So that leads us into our perfectly. I mean, you couldn't have scripted it any better. It leads us into our final question. Okay. Being from New York, I've got to ask you, New York City FC or New York Red Bulls?
I'm going to go New York City FC. One of my good friends plays for them. So I'm always rooting for them.
Yankees or Mets?
Yankees all the way. They disappointed me yesterday, but it's okay.
Knicks or the Nets?
I'd say the Nets.
Giants or the Jets?
I'm personally neither, but my family is Jets for sure.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, the Rangers, the Islanders, or maybe even the New Jersey Devils?
The Islanders.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Long Island. There we go. Kristen, I've had fun. I hope you have too. I hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on UTEP Stalker. Stay healthy. Continued best of luck to the Miners as the season continues. And here's hoping that the Miners find a way to make it to the Conference USA Championship.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
And thank you for listening to the Picks Up Podcast, a UTEP Athletics production. Stay well, Picks Up, and go Miners. Let's talk again next time on another Picks Up Podcast.